I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Coming up, will neighborly clashes in Southeast Asia turn into a regional crisis? China says no. Then later, Christmas is the perfect time to share Jesus, but many people don't know how. The story and a few pointers straight ahead. But first, China's playing peacemaker in a bid to calm regional tensions as Trump-led efforts falter. Fighting intensified along the Cambodia-Thailand border earlier this month, and clashes continue today, making it the deadliest bout in years. A3's country director for Cambodia, Meng Anh Ur, says,
many people die, many children run for their life. Many people need to leave their home, run for a safe place.
More than 500,000 people have been displaced by the fighting, which is rooted in long-standing disputes over territory. Cambodians are united in their support for their soldiers.
They try to do fundraising, collecting food, collecting donation, whatever they give to those who are at the front line.
While churches try to meet the needs of newly displaced families.
Pray for peace. That is number one. We really need it. Number two, pray for the need will be met, especially for the refugee. We want to support them with food so that they can survive for a while.
Pray Cambodians who don't know Jesus will meet the Prince of Peace through this outreach. Elsewhere, in many Ugandan homes, family life is strained by poverty and uncertainty. For women facing unplanned pregnancies, fear can shape every decision. But churches are stepping into those crisis moments with help and gospel hope. Life International partners with a church network in Uganda, training pastors and leaders through programs called Journey of a Life Giver and Redemptive Conversations. April Schmidt with Life International says,
we're seeing just an expansion and a change of heart in the participants. And these are leaders in this denomination. They already love the Lord. They're already committed to the sanctity of human life. But what this does for them in this training, this equipping, is it's helping them to take what they know and to put that faith into action.
That action often begins when people approach Christian leaders in desperation.
They are usually coming to you because they have what they perceive as their felt need. I have to have this abortion. I need money. I need a place to live. I need a job. However, the greatest need is the real need. The real need is Jesus.
Pray for Ugandans to know God the Father's heart for life.
Our number one thing that we always ask for is the prayer support of God's people, that we are walking in ministry areas where there's always great spiritual warfare.
And finally, many lives could be transformed by the power of the gospel. But one obstacle remains, a discipleship deficit. Steve Prince of Warrior Set Free, a ministry of Set Free, says,
it's important that as an organization and as the global church, we stay focused on the gospel and on connecting people with Jesus for forgiveness of sins, for a right relationship with God the Father, for eternal blessings.
That happens when the Great Commission shapes our relationships with others. Discipleship also helps warriors and first responders heal from the heavy burdens they carry.
We've discovered, and it's not a secret, that Jesus is the only true cure for brokenness, pain, and sin.
Through discipleship, they help people understand Christ's forgiveness and healing. This produces lasting fruit in the lives of disciples and their families.
They're overwhelmed with love, joy, and peace, and the fruit of the Spirit, and they have a new life and a new mission, and they want to share that.
Sharing good news is natural, especially when it comes to eternal salvation. As discipleship takes root, ministry leaders encourage and equip them to reach others. So this Christmas season, take the opportunity to invite someone into a discipleship journey. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. By giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Join us here on Facebook, X, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.